nice enough to join us now on the phone lines here at the Horse Racing Radio Network is the leading trainer at Saratoga, Chad Brown. Chad, the two Anthonys here on Express Bet Radio, thanks for taking some time out of your day today to join us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, first off, congratulations on a historic training title, first of 40 ever in the history of the spa.
Well, thank you. It was a long meet, but a successful one. We had a lot of fun along the way.
You say a long meet, 40 days, so you averaged a winner a day. You started off in a big way with the Cedar. Talk a little bit about that, that impressive and really thrilling win in the Diana. You could have threw a blanket over a half dozen of them when they hit the wire.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that was a close call, and you know, turning for home, she looked hopelessly beaten, so far behind, and she showed her class and was able to get up at the wire. And Diana's one of those handful of races every year that we point for. I love that race; such a prestigious race for these fillies, and we love to participate every year. It was nice to get another win in it.
You know, as I went through my notes before we had you on today, I was trying to think if there was a weekend you didn't have a stakes win, because the very next weekend, Connect got it done in the curling, and it gave you a three-headed monster going into the Travers. Connect, of course, did not fare as well in the Travers, but certainly stamped himself a three-year-old to watch for going forward, not only this year, but next year as well. Talk a little bit about how he's come around since just breaking his maiden earlier this year to becoming a stakes winner already.
Yeah, he got a little bit of a late start. He's a horse we always thought a lot of, and he finally got that stake win and the stakes debut in the curling, and we were feeling pretty good going on the Travers. Of course, it didn't work out for him. It's the only race he hasn't fired for us, so we're just letting him catch his breath now and regrouping and trying to plot out the rest of his year. And like you said, probably his four-year-old year, he'll get better. So he's a horse we still have high hopes for, and we like him very much. And he'll have his chance again in a graded stake.
You have a lot of, obviously a lot of turf and dirt horses, but your primary success, and you're primarily known for your wins in these big graded stakes in turf races. How does it feel when a horse like Connect, like a My Man Sam, who takes you to Kentucky Derby, tries to help you shake that turf trainer, if you will, moniker, and win races like the Curlin on the biggest stage up at the spa?
Well, we've tried to recruit more dirt prospects in our barn the last few years, and now they're starting to come in, and we're getting an opportunity with these horses, me and my team, and I think we've shown we can be successful with them. It just comes down to what you have to work with. And luckily, I have a wide range of loyal clients that have different types of prospects they send us in all different categories, and that includes dirt now. So we're really excited about it. We think it's going to complement our turf program very well.
Talking to Chad Brown, leading trainer up at the recently concluded Saratoga meet. Of course, now you say dirt, and the first thing that's going to come into a lot of people's minds is Practical Joke, who was very, very impressive on closing day, winning that hopeful. Had the look of a horse that's been doing it an awfully long time, not just in his second start. What gave you the confidence in him to go from that maiden win directly into a race with the prestige of the hopeful?
Well, just what you attributed to his class is, it looks like he's an experienced horse, like he's been running a while. He's always acted ahead of his time, this horse. Very, very good mind. Since the first time he came in the barn, he picks things up the very first time you ask him to do something. He's very smart. And like you saw in the hopeful, he's down inside. He had the weight. It was kind of a slow pace for a 7-furlong race, and they came home fast. And he did it so professionally once he tipped out. I was proud to see him again run to his workouts. That's what we see in the morning.
And an appropriate end to that meet, that was really the exclamation point, not only for you. Jose Ortiz's rider wrapped up his riding title as well. He had it wrapped up. You guys had it wrapped up a little before they went into the gate for the hopeful, but really got to be a nice exclamation point to such a historic meet for you.
It really was. So many highlights at the meet for us as a team. You know, from the 1,000th career win for us was big, and all the stakes wins that you said and securing the training title. And then, you know, to get to this 40 number and with a dirt grade one with a male right there on closing day was, you know, an ending like in a movie. So we're so grateful, and we've enjoyed it the last couple of days reflecting on it. But we're back to work now, and we have a lot of work to do before the Breeders' Cup.
Now, Chad, you're up at Saratoga. You're a local guy from nearby Mechanicsville. What was it like for you to get your 1,000th career victory up there in Saratoga?
I'll tell you, I couldn't have timed it any better, really. So many close friends and family members were here that day, and like they always are throughout the entire meet, supporting us every year. So for it to happen here was really, really special for me personally.
So what's next for Practical Joker?
Well, I'd like to point him towards the Champagne. We have another promising dirt colt in the barn in favorable outcome that broke his maiden at Saratoga. Very impressive this time out. Same ownership group in Seth Kleiman and Bill Lawrence, who are very loyal clients of mine. So it's nice they have two really promising dirt colts in the barn. For right now, I think I want to point both of them to the Champagne and see what happens. There's a chance both of them could run in there. There's a chance I could send one off to Keeneland, maybe run the Breeders' Futurity. I'm not sure yet. I'm going to see how they both train at Belmont and then go from there.
Not often, Chad, where you can lose a horse race and still be very happy. I have to imagine that was the feeling when Lady Eli crossed the line in the Boston Spa.
Well, disappointed, obviously, that her undefeated record came to an end. But, yes, I was relieved that she got through her first race and anxious to see how she was going to come out of it. Thankfully, she came out of it in good order. She's already moved down to Belmont, and she's begun her preparations for the Flower Bowl. So, although she lost her comeback race in a valiant effort, she emerged well, and we're going to get her back to the Breeders' Cup.
It's an embarrassment of riches as well. How do you keep all of those amazing fillies separate until, I mean, at some point, and at some point normally is the Breeders' Cup this year, will be out in Santa Anita. I can't imagine the juggling job you have to do keeping them all separate before they get to that end game, which is the Cup.
Well, there's not an abundance of real lucrative opportunities throughout the year. So actually, we do run them against each other periodically. It's going to be run more than one good horse against one another, because the way I've always viewed it is I need to look at each horse individually and what's best for them, regardless of what other horses I have in my barn. So I'm not afraid to run them against each other. It's unfortunate when there needs to be a loser, when maybe there's not one that deserves to lose, but I don't want to keep horses out of races they deserve to be in just because they have stable mates out of there. In a perfect world, we'll be able to separate them, and we attempt to, if that's the right thing for the horses. But we'll be running multiple horses in some of these Breeders' Cup preps because that's the right thing to do.
Finally, Chad, before we let you go, and again, thank you for taking some time out of your day today. I know you've got a big Belmont meet in the Breeders' Cup and Keeneland. Everything's coming. You know, everybody thinks September's a quiet time, a hibernation, but it comes fast and furious now. People don't realize it. And, you know, Jude Feld and I were talking off the air about how this is a 365-day-a-year job. And, again, on and off day, appreciate you taking some time. I just need to know, and this is a little bit of the fan in me coming out, what does it feel like? And you have barns full of amazing horses, but what does it feel like to wake up every day and walk into a barn and look at Flincher?
I feel very, very fortunate. I really do. He's just a remarkable horse. I'm so lucky to have him. My staff realizes that as well. They're lucky to work with him. Everyone treats that horse like every day is special, and that we know that we only have the horse for a short amount of time, really, relative to his career. So we don't take that for granted. He's a great horse to work with. He teaches us all a lot about how high the bar actually can be for horse, turf horse. And on top of being his trainer, I'm also a fan of his. I'm just as amazed when I watch him run as anyone else sitting next to me.
Yeah, it's hard not to be, I would imagine, especially getting to be around him all the time. He's just, you know, he just amazing, amazing animal. Joe Hirsch next for him.
Yeah, Joe Hirsch makes a lot of sense. We laid out a schedule at the beginning of the year, and luckily he's hit all the marks, and he's on schedule. So Joe Hirsch and the Breeders' Cup, and we're very excited about it. He's doing great.
All right, well, again, we appreciate some time today. We'll let you go. Chad, congratulations again on all your success, especially up at home at the Old Spa. Training title, 1,000 career win with Mr. Maybe, and, of course, a fantastic and spectacular hopeful win. Win number 40, first trainer to ever do that at the Spa with Practical Joke, who we'll probably see next in the Champagne. Chad, thanks again. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.